in a very pensive mood, his ardour for theft somewhat cooled, but he was addicted nonetheless tenderly to the wine which had recently saved him. As for the lively emotion which he had experienced a short time after his return to his roadmender's turf-thatched cot, here it is. One morning, Boulatruelle, while on his way, as was his wont, to his work and possibly also to his ambush, a little before daybreak, caught sight through the branches of the trees of a man whose back alone he saw, but the shape of whose shoulders, as it seemed to him at that distance and in the early dusk, was not entirely unfamiliar to him. Boulatruelle, although intoxicated, had a correct and lucid memory, a defensive arm that is indispensable to anyone who is at all in conflict with legal order. "Where the deuce have I seen something like that man yonder?" he said to himself, but he could make himself no answer except that the man resembled someone of whom his memory preserved a confused trace. However, apart from the identity which he could not manage to catch, Boulatruelle put things together and made calculations. This man did not belong in the countryside. He had just arrived there, on foot, evidently. No public conveyance passes through Montfermeil, that aisle. He had walked all night. Whence came he? Not from a very great distance, for he had neither haversack nor bundle. From Paris, no doubt. Why was he?